Yeah, we have a unique atmosphere. So it was that we had clients that came from Phoenix, Arizona, from New York City, to spend a week here in Cuenca, but just eating the Valle Cafe because they had read the review, what I was doing, and they want to have this experience.
Right.
But as I don't have a restaurant in their home, they decided to make a travel. It makes me feel that people are ready to have this in their own location so they can actually go and experience what we do. So the idea of my franchise is that, and what we do basically here in Valle Cafe is that it's not only for clients where they can feel at home and they can get what they want, but it's also where the chef, the staff members, they can always be creating, they can always be original, and they can expand themselves as much as they want to be able to give what the customer likes.
Right.
And that's our main focus, is customer service and customer satisfaction.
Right, right. So franchising will help you personally also, right? I mean, how will this make a difference to your life, franchising a restaurant?
Well, franchising the restaurant will change is that instead of being 100% operational, working in the kitchen, it will change me a bit to be working more as a managerial status.
Right.
Where that's going to give me the options to train people, to be able to look at what they're doing, and also that will actually give me a time to also be able to hire proper people to help me out.
Right.
And that way I can actually also spend time with my family, when I have my family,
right,
and be able to do this and share my dreams with my kids, whenever I have them, of course.
Yeah. That's a challenge for most restaurateurs. Is spending time at
home. Exactly.
And how to find that balance in life between business and family is a very big challenge. I mean, so what's your secret of finding this balance, you know?
Exactly. That's what the concept of Valle Cafe, that I basically want to say that it's a family-style-oriented coffee house, is because when family comes here, it's not only about for them to sit down at the table and just eat. If
right.
there's kids and they want to cook their own meal, I take them to the kitchen with me. They cook their own meal. They actually tell me what they want. We can create their own dishes. When I have my cousins with their kids coming in, they enjoy here. They talk to the people. We've had people that comes with their friends, and they love it so much. They say, oh, no worries. They give them the menus to their friends. They suggest the food. This is all, grab you the water, they can go in, grab the bottle of water or the glasses or whatever they need, and they feel that they are comfortable to be on their own house.
Right.
So in my future is that if restaurateurs, we can actually think that the restaurant is not just a business, but it's our home that we can share with our families, it makes a great sense. Right now, for example, I have a girlfriend, I'm dating her, and she comes here to do her homework of her master's degree. She comes here to spend time with us, and she also feels that she can do whatever she needs here, and she doesn't need to actually go to anywhere else, because then she can spend time with me, spend time with new people, talk to other people, get ideas, and enjoy all the time that she can.
Right, right. That's amazing. I mean, the way you just put it right now, you know, I've read many books, heard many restaurateurs talk about that the restaurant needs to be like home, but they've never really explained it as well as you did right now. You know, that's just amazing, which is if you couldn't go home, you brought home to you, pretty much.
Exactly.
You know, with this new concept.
Well, as you know, that it's always tells in the rush. A hotel or a restaurant, it's home away from home. But what's the problem of fashion industry? People focus too much on the money and as a business, but they don't see as a home. They don't actually think, well, why I do at home? How I feel if I go there and I wanted to make it my home? So they never actually put themselves in the situation of saying how I want to feel the experience, how I want things to be done so I can feel that way.
Right. Right. That's amazing. That's amazing. So what's the biggest challenge today in your business right now?